haven't you heard? There's nothing wrong with dreaming. Dreaming can hurt if you're living in a bubble and then that bubble bursts. So am I wasting time? Have I lost my mind? I thought that I was chosen, but did I lose my place in life? What day is it?
This is Ron from the Creation Lightship. And we're here again to have some fun this evening and do some healing. And tonight's going to be about water. So I would like all of you to get 3 small glasses of water. And we'll be doing some water charging probably in about 10 minutes. So you could probably get that now or just have them ready within the next 10 minutes. So we're going to start off the show with, we'll just talk about the light ship briefly as you're probably getting your water. And the light ship comes here once every 2,000 years. It's the same light ship that Jesus used. Some of the terminology that we use is actually what you might want to call UFO type of, you know, communication languaging. But it's that's why we use the word ship, because it is a light ship. And we're here to do healing. So the ascension comes once every 2,000 years. And we're here to help you get into your bodies more so that you can have this process. So we're going to first do, like on every show now, we're going to do some healings. The first healing will be with our chakras. And this is how your spirit integrates with your energy bodies and your physical body organs to promote healing. So we're going to go to your heart center, the heart chakra. That would be number 4. If you have a little list of them, that's the 4th chakra. And we're going to go to that now and reposition that so it's in your body properly. There we go. Going up now to your throat chakra. Great. And 3rd eye, which is number 6. The throat's number 5. That's perfect. I'm going to move your 3rd chakras around here. I see some of those have densities. There we go. Perfect. 2nd chakra. Good. And 1st chakra. Good. Okay. We have some cording that's being done to people's power chakras. So that's very apparent to me. So I'm going to take these cordings out of you here. So you may feel, maybe you had a stomach ache or something, you may feel your energy return to you. So we're just taking those away right now. There we go. Great. Okay, now we're going to do an opening for the chakras to give your physical body more life force energy to your body organs. So here we go. Heart chakra. And open your chakras up so their body width for you. So heart chakra. I use the word spin, so spin, 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 open. Go on to your throat chakra now. Spin, 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 open. And go to your 3rd eye, your forehead. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going back down below the heart, the power chakra. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going down to the 2nd chakra, just below the navel. Spin, 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 spin. Looks like people may have something wrong with the 2nd chakra. Let me move that over a little more and get it repositioned properly. A lot of times they get backwards on you here. So there we go. Here we go. Spin, 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 open. And now 1st chakra, base of your spine. Spin, 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 open. There we go. Wonderful. And now we're going to do the entity healing. So I've been doing this quite a while with all of you. And sometimes we have entities that think that they really live in you, okay, that they are you. A lot of them just know they're not you, and they kind of come in and hang out. But the ones that sort of like, you know, came in with their suitcase, and they unpacked their suitcase and put all their clothes in your closets, we want to get them out now, okay? So here we go. So we're going to get some of these. So these are ones that are really ingrained in you. That could have been in you for years. And we're going to ask your spirit now, along with the light ship, to come and to start to release these energies here. There we go. And there are now, here we go. They're coming out. There we go. More is coming out. Boy, these are heavy energies. More. If you're yawning, that's good. Yawn if you want. That will help to release energies too. Oh, man. Okay, more is coming out. And more. And let's open up some more closets here and get all these clothes back into the suitcases and get these entities out of you here. There we go. There they're going. And they're going to back to the earth energy. This is where they belong. Because the earth created these emotional bodies. So here they are. It's getting much better. I'm feeling a lot of tenseness in my power chakra right now. So we're releasing those energies now. Wow. Wow. Okay. Hope you're feeling better, all of you out there. This is a little hard to do here. We got some really tough ones here, but they're coming. There. Okay. Let's redo a chakra alignment here. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. There, great. Okay, and now we're going to do what we normally do is the mind to your heart drop. So this is your awakening consciousness. I'm going to use the word mind, your ego. Whatever word you want to fill in there, you can. We're going to take that now and drop it down to your heart center. This is where your spirit resides. This is where you want to be to get your spiritual guidance because your spirit has all the wisdom that you could ever want to have. So here we go. Visualize, if you like, your forehead being your mind, your ego, personality, whatever. 10th floor is that, and first floor is your heart center. So here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we're dropping down again like an elevator. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, boy. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Great. Okay, I guess I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. I just had one question on what we did so far. Do we want to do a return of spirit energy to people after all those entities have left?
Yeah, thank you. So here we go. Here, I'll count to 10 as more of you come back in. So here we go. Being cleared out wonderfully. There's a whole bunch coming. These are pretty powerful healings tonight. Okay, here you're coming into your body, so we'll count to 10 as you come in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So you should feel a little more integrated now with yourself. And what we're going to do now is another quick entity release. I still feel energy in the power chakras here. So I'll do some releasing here. There we go. Okay, more is coming out. And more is coming out. There we go. More is coming out. Great. Okay, here you come. More of you coming in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, let's put some light into us here. So let's go to the logo, the insignia of the light ship, and just kind of scroll down on your monitor screen. If you're not there, then just go to Creation Lightship Healing. And you're going to see, as you scroll down about maybe a couple of inches on your scroll bar here, you're going to see this beautiful lightship insignia. It's underneath the light beam. Or you can just click on the fast chat also. And we're going to bring some light into us here. We're going to bring in source energy number 6 into us right now. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There. Let's put some music on for a little bit here to get kind of balanced out. And we'll see you back in a few minutes. Then we'll have Sylvia come back online here. Intense, the entities there. Had to do a lot of work for you people. So, anyway, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. Well, thank you for those wonderful healings. And tonight is Friday night, and on Friday night we love to have a very uplifting and relaxing energy for the hour to kind of bless everybody out at the end of their work week. So we're going to talk about the healing power of water. And do some wonderful healing. So if you're just tuning in, if you could please get 3 glasses of water, no more than 8 ounces per glass. And we're going to do some beautiful water activations with the light ship in just a few minutes. So that's going to be a great experience. And we're also going to ask Ron to bring in energies from the creation light ship, from some of the doctors there who work healing through water. And, you know, water is one of the most powerful substances in the universe, and our bodies are largely made up of water, so it's really no surprise that the light ship works a lot of the time through water for healing. So it's a wonderful experience, and that's what we're going to get into right now. So if you have not done so already, if you would please bring up the light being on your screen, and you just click onto Creation Light Ship Healing on any of the programs that we're on BBS, which is on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday. Come to the Creation Light Ship page and scroll down a little bit, and you'll see a beautiful light being there. And Ron, over to you to activate her energy, and then we'll do some water charging.
Okay, great. So I'll just bring the light beam up, as Sylvia said, and we're going to have this light beam bring to us their divine love energy. If you've been on the shows before, you know how wonderful they are, and the energy is just phenomenal. So we'll have I'll ask Janina to come. She's the commander. She's my partner that I work with on the light ship, and she's going to come into this photograph here. So just kind of watch it here. You may want to blink your eyes maybe every few seconds here. And you will see her presence actually physically change as this photograph of her, picture of her, hand-drawn picture, actually starts to take on its life force energy of her. And she will start to look real to you. Right now she's starting to move forward on my monitor screen a little bit, becoming more three-dimensional. Her eyes, if you just look at her eyes, it's like looking into the universe. It's just so pure light. And she's emitting pure white light out of her eyes. The colors are changing now all around her. And she's very, very beautiful. And remember, the light ship only works with heart energy. They connect heart to heart. They don't use mind energy. And you may actually feel your heart opening up now as she starts to give you beautiful heart energy. And this is love energy that she's putting into you. And if you want to feel her presence, you can move your hand maybe about a foot away from your monitor screen and go from the outside of your monitor and just start to move it around, and you're going to see where it actually starts to maybe tingle or feel warm when your hand goes in front of her photograph here. And so what we're going to do now is just get your first small glass of water. I'd like you to put one hand on each side of it. And she's going to connect her love energy into you. This is divine love from the creation light ship, and it'll go from her to your spirit in your heart, and then it will go from there to your shoulders and down your arms, elbows, then into your wrist and into the palm of your hands and into your fingers. And she's starting now to activate this water, and this will take probably around 10 seconds right now. And you may feel your hands pulsate, maybe they may vibrate, they may tingle. And she's almost done, and she's done right now, okay? So if you like, just take a small sip of water, because we're going to be having a couple other glasses to do also. So you don't want to drink all of it at once here. So I'm going to have mine right now. Boy, I get a lot of saliva. Wow. Instantly. And this water kind of like goes in and it's gone. You know? So how's your water, Sylvia? Well, my mouth is very wet.
Yeah, it's very juicy.
Very, very juicy water. So this is pure love energy from the light ship. This is different than your mind transmitting love into the water. Like we've heard about, people put a piece of tape and they put love on it, and then they will actually check it out through a microscope after it's frozen. This is completely different. This is a whole different makeup of the water chemistry. So what we're going to do next is we'll have Sylvia talk about some of the light beam water doctors, and then we'll do another energy here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, if you've been on the light ship, and especially if you've been on some of Ron's conference calls, you probably are familiar with some of the beautiful light beam doctors on the ship. who do healing with water. And on the ship there are amazing pools of liquid light energy water that look like silver and very sparkly and beautiful. And there are dolphin doctors and whales, penguins, mermaids. We've had different types of water beings or lily pads. We've had coral reef, beautiful little ducks, and all kinds of amazing healers that come to us in those mediums. And also other rooms where there are like a waterfall that cleanses your aura, and different types of water energy. So most people have favorites or just love it all, but dolphins seem to be very, very popular with people, and they usually allow you to feel them. So you, as Ron brings their energy in a little bit, you can put your hand out and actually usually feel their energy in front of you, which is really great to do. And they, like Ron said, work through your heart, and you can, when their energy comes in, you can ask for healing, you can ask for guidance. And maybe before we start that, we'll take up one question on the fast chat from Ron, and it's, is there any problem with healing ourselves with white light visualization? So, Ron, I'll let you address that.
Okay. First of all, what I always tell people is always have your spirit bring in that energy, okay? So, I would say to ask your spirit in your heart, connect to it, do that drop, and tell your spirit then, when you're talking to it in your heart center, to bring in the white light. Because you don't want to bring in just any kind of white light. You know, there's different types of energies out there. And so what you want is to get the white light that is more pure coming into you. So I would say that would be the way I would answer that question. Never use your mind to bring something in first, because you may bring in something that you don't want, and that could cause you physical harm. There's a lot of practitioners out there doing such things where they connect you up to energy vortexes and different attunements on certain days of the week. They use the word transmissions, and a lot of that, you don't know where it's coming from. They may say it's coming from, you know, maybe this, for instance, Metatron or Archangel Michael or who knows what. But if you're not heart connected and your mind goes to it without going to your heart, you can have a lot of damage done to you, which is like soul theft. So definitely this is what my teachings are, and the Lightship teachings and the ones of Jesus too, is to always go to your heart first and bring the energy in that way. Because your heart will never steer you wrong, because your spirit's there. It knows what's right and wrong. And so when you use your conscious mind, you can actually entangle and trap with your force of will, allow your spirit to be captured by the dark side and be fragmented out someplace else. And this is what you're doing on your own volition. So always go to your, you know, your spirit first for any type of energy work that you're bringing into yourself. So I guess we could bring in, what energy would you like, Sylvia? Any ideas?
Well, let's start with the dolphins.
Okay. So just sit back and relax. Like I said earlier, I think, maybe not, but on the other shows, there's nothing for you to do. Just show up and relax and be present. And maybe you might want to close your eyes, and we'll bring in the dolphins. We'll bring them in through the Lightship insignia. If you'd like to scroll down a little bit on your monitor, or you can just click on the fast chat on the left side. It's there also underneath the fast chat. But just get it in front of you right now. And we're going to bring in the dolphins through the Creation Lightship insignia here. And you may actually see it change color also, just like the light beam has. So here they come. So they come in groups of three. And we'll just increase their energies here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, their presence are around you. And if you'd like to just put your hand out in front of you, they're going to be probably around a foot out from your body, at the most 18 inches, okay? And you may just feel your hand stop as you actually feel their energetic body in front of you. So I'll just put some music on and ask them for healing. And you can also ask for spiritual guidance. Remember, they're only going to connect to you through your heart, not through your mind. Another water being that charges our water. And, boy, they want to come in. Let's see. The first ones that want to come in are the penguins. So here comes the penguins. They're very, very precious. So there's three of them. They'll come in through the lightship insignia here. So here they come, and the dolphins are leaving us here. So, again, just sit back and relax. And allow your heart to open up to this beautiful penguin energy. And see what these energies are, even though they sound like they're 3D, they are. They're energies that have not incarnated yet. They're still in the light being status. And they're going to take on this body form after the universal shift. So they have not incarnated anywhere else but on the creation light ship. This is their first life, we'll say, on the light ship here. And they're here to be of service to us. And then after the universal shift, they're going to go to where they need to go to for the next incarnation. So these are pure spirit energies. And they're here now, and well, you can feel them too. They're around us. And they're going to be here to bless us. So here they come. And again, just kind of sit back and relax as they start to do their wonderful healing on us right now. we'll bring in like one other one. There's quite a few that would like to come in to share themselves with you. These are what I do on the water charging conference calls, which we have on Wednesdays. And then we're also doing this tomorrow if you're interested in coming on board for 4-hour lightship healing. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But what's coming in right now, boy, the turtles wanted to come in first. So here comes the turtles. And they'll come in a group of three also. So again, just kind of sit back and relax. And here comes the turtles. So stronger, 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 stronger. They're here. Okay. And again, request your healing. And if you want to feel them, you can. Another glass of water. So And we're going to charge this one up with another energy from the creation light ship. And this energy is going to enter now through the light ship insignia. So get ready here. Put your hands on each side of the glass of water. And we're going to bring in the beautiful mermaids. There's three of them that will come into this insignia here. And we're increasing their energy right now, having them come in stronger. There we go. They're coming in. So stronger, stronger, stronger. And you may feel them connect to your heart center. Stronger, 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 stronger. Boy, this feels really nice. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. I think our water is charged up here. It feels very good to me, but we'll wait about 10 seconds just to make sure. That heart energy is very, very powerful. Okay, and mine feels perfectly fine, so let's get a little taste of this water. Mine actually tastes the same as the other one, but it's actually sweeter. It's very, very fluid again. How's yours, Sylvia?
Mine's a little sweeter, but it's also silkier, thicker.
Oh.
Really nice. Beautiful.
Okay. So I'm going to bring in another energy from the Creation Light Ship for you to experience here. Like I said, we bring these energies in during our conference calls that we have. And I have them Mondays and Fridays for only $20 for an hour. And then once a month I do a special four-hour light ship healing. When you're on the light ship, instead of 1 hour, you're on it for four, and they do water charging too. So this is just a sample of what we do. The one tomorrow starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And if you wish to get on, just give me an email or leave a message on my phone line here, and I can get back with you. You can just send me a check. I'll give you the number to call in on. So here we go. We're going to bring in the beautiful waterfall energy. And this waterfall energy is used to cleanse your auric field. You may feel your body getting like rejuvenated now. It will like come around you and the water will be pouring over you, but it won't actually touch you. It'll do a complete cleansing. So here it comes. And just want to close your eyes and just feel this beautiful energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger. Oh, it feels great. Stronger, stronger, very refreshing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. Okay. now we'll do our third glass of water here, so you can get that in front of you. And we're going to have the energy of the golden light energy from the light ship come into your water here. So it'll actually be like gold water, but it'll be from the light ship, so it'll be a little different than what you'd have down here if you actually had gold in your water. They put special codes and make it more precise for you. So here comes this golden energy. And again, put one hand on each glass, one hand around the glass of water in front of you. And here comes the golden energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And starting to get charged up right now. And it feels like another 10 seconds here. Okay. So you can now take a sip of your water. I'm going to get mine here. Yeah, mine has like a mineral taste to it. It's a little different. How's yours? Mine's a little thicker. How's yours, Sylvia?
Yeah, I would say the same. It's thicker than the others, and still going down very smooth, but it does have that little metallic aftertaste.
Yeah. So we have some questions, I think, on the fast chat. Do you want to bring those forward, Sylvia?
Yeah. Let's see. Well, just for the benefit of anyone who's listening who's not on the fast chat, we had questions from Ed about animals, like if a dog can also collect densities and lose their spirit energy and how to take care of that. So maybe you could just talk for that for a minute in case anybody's not reading the fast chat.
Yeah, entities, emotional bodies of people can't come into dogs. Also, spirits of people can come into dogs. I've seen that before. I've seen one dog that was, you could look at it and it looked at you right in the eyes, and you could tell that it could almost read your thoughts. And then sometimes it would almost attempt to speak, but it couldn't naturally, but it would try to. So this dog had a human spirit in it, okay? What can happen, though, is that it can pick up entities of its own kind, okay? Which means that entities of dogs that might be maybe a dog that likes to bite people, it could come into your dog. You could have a wonderful dog, then one day it's growling at you, and you go, man, what's happening with this dog, you know? Well, it has an entity. So, yes, animals do pick up entities, and they can be released also. As far as Ed asks, how do you do that? And if you have an animal, what you could possibly do is ask the spirit of the dog that slept in there to go out and retrieve its other self. And you can also, you know, have your spirit help out on that aspect also. And just like people, you want to get rid of the entity so that, you know, they can be fully embodied. Let's see. Anything else on Fast Chat, Sylvia?
Yeah, well, just one more thing along those lines about the pet. So can you actually do emotional clearings for a dog? Would that work for them?
Yeah, oh, I do that quite a bit, yeah. People call me and they talk about their animals, and, you know, animals get trauma too. So, yeah, I've worked with dogs and cats before that have had actually emotional trouble. Maybe having a bad owner or something before you got them, or maybe they had a birth trauma, or maybe some kids got a hold of the dog and beat it up. You know how, you know, kids are sometimes. And then the dog is in, their whole personality changes. So once you do the emotional clearing, just like people, you know, the dogs will change instantly. I'll just give you a quick scenario. This one lady came to me with her cat, and she's probably single for quite a while having the cat, and then she met a gentleman, and The cat somehow was afraid of men or didn't like men because it wasn't used to seeing men. So the man would actually feed the cat, but the cat would be, you know, quite a distance away. And when it would go into their house, it would actually go from one room to a hallway, then out to the garage to eat. And it would sneak and look around the corner, make sure nobody was watching, and it would run really quick into the garage. Well, we did the ceiling net at their house on the cat, and the cat wouldn't go near men at all or anybody, just only the female. And so I did the healing without the cat even being in the room. And in about a half an hour, I think it was, the cat came walking out, came walking down the hallway. And I know it came to me, and I petted the cat, which they couldn't believe because a cat would never come to a stranger. And it came and just sat down in the room very comfortably. So that trauma was released instantly, and the cat responded within a half an hour. So that's one healing that I've done. I've done many, many, you know, on animals. I've worked with horses, too. So but anyway, that's just part of what I do. And it's a lot of fun doing this here.
That's great. Wonderful.
Go ahead, Sylvia.
Okay, so we have a question about when speaking to other people, I feel hollow and shaky inside. And do you have ideas as to the possible why for that? And could you talk about that for a little bit?
Yeah, what happens is sometimes if people know that you're going to be meeting them, they can put out a really large front of themselves in the room, okay, so they can fill their room with energy. And they can also put fear into that room. And so when you come walking in, you know, being open, which most people are open, their hearts are open, because you're not really expecting anything to happen, then all of a sudden you like get a whammy from these people. This is your mind energy. Remember, this is what we're kind of talking about, to get rid of the mind energy to go to your heart. But people still use that energy. And so what happens is you get like a psychic whammy attack, okay, which is the mind controlling energy. And that's being talked about a lot with New Age metaphysics, using the mind to control things, and you know, that's not heart energy. So yeah, so what somebody did was projected their negative thoughts into the room probably, or also around them, so that whoever came in contact with that person, which would probably be the person who they wanted to see, the energy hit their heart center, which made them shaky. I kind of went through that a little bit tonight during the first part of this call, because I had all these entities that I had to release. And doing healing work isn't always easy. You know, the healers normally and myself do at times, you know, pick up some of that energy. So it took me probably about 20 minutes to get myself back into my center. So I had to do a healing on myself to get back to where I normally would be consciously with doing what I'm doing here. So that does happen. So, and plus these entities that were released were really, really tough ones. They weren't the ordinary energy. So if anybody has felt a change in their body, I would love to get an email from you describing how you feel now versus how you felt, you know, at the beginning of the hour here, because there were some tremendous amount of healings happening with these entities. They'll change your personality and change your thinking, give you different patterns of thought. So anyway, what's next, Sylvia?
Okay, I'll take up another question here from the fast chat before we get into something else, because we're almost out of time. And this is from a gentleman named Ron, and he says, I usually do a meditation which would bring me great peace for days. How should I meditate under your teachings?
Well, I wouldn't go out of my body, number one. Number two, I would just connect to my heart center. And if you're choosing to be in that state for a long time, you want to make sure that you're home. And so what happens is when people go out of their body with their spirit, okay, that's what being out of your body means. Okay, being out of your body means you're not in your body, you're not at home. So a lot of people meditate because they want to escape from reality on the earth plane here. And so naturally when you go out of your body, your physical pain can leave you, and your emotional traumas and pain leave also. because you're not in touch with them, because you don't have any more spirit energy in you. So your body now is running on automatic pilot, and it can feel very relaxing, but you're not home and you're not protecting your body during that process. So for meditation, I do not ground to the earth, number one. I ground to my heart center. I don't go out of my body, and I don't want to pick up, like I said, any kind of energy that that people teach you. Normally in a meditative class, when they do a guided meditation, typically they tell you to ground to the earth. Why, I don't know. You might as well ground to a tree or a rock or anything else, but somehow they pick on the earth. And then you're picking up the lessons. If you want to use the word karma, which I don't use that often, but you're picking up the experiences of the earth spirit, okay, or whatever you connect into. Remember, you're unique, and so is any other energy out there. So why would you want to resonate with somebody else's energy? You know, it doesn't make sense to me. You know, it's like the snowflakes. They're all separate. They're all unique. And none of them are alike. So why would you want to resonate with something and connect to it, cord it, which is what you're doing, to an energy source that is not you? You know, it's very strange when I think about that. I don't, you know, it's completely out of my frame of reference. But people do it all the time. And so now you're taking your spiritual energy at that point, your spirit, and you're connecting it to the earth. So that's a two-way street. You're getting its energy, it's getting yours. So you're actually supplying the earth with your energy, which it doesn't really need, so you're losing energy. And number two, during that process, you're sending the earth your emotional garbage, your emotional traumas, because that's how it's connected. And then you're also picking up the earth's emotional trauma. So the whole thing is kind of ridiculous. But the people do that for whatever reason, I don't know. And the sad part is that each time you ground to something, you put a cord out. And I'll ask you this question. If you put a cord out to something, have you ever released a cord? And the answer for probably most people online is, no, I never thought about doing that. Well, what that does, it connects you to the earth plane. So if you've meditated 1,000 times in your life, and each time through the teaching of someone, not knowing true spirituality, taught you to connect yourself to the earth, you have 1,000 cords to the earth, okay? Which means that it's taken away all that energy from you. Each cord is a separate cord. It's not a single cord. So now you're tied in, you know, to the earth, entwined in all this energy, and you're giving away your spiritual energy. And then you're taking on earth experiences, earth traumas, you know, earthquakes, you know. Maybe you watch a movie on TV that deals with World War II, and you see the atomic bomb exploding, you know, in Japan, and you start crying. Well, you're crying because that energy is affecting you because you're corded to the earth. Maybe you see a forest fire and you feel awful, more than normal. Well, that's because you're picking on that, you're taking that energy into yourself. Now, what are you going to do with that energy? Nothing. And so you're going to be all whacked out because you're interfering psychically, putting a psychic energy cord out, okay, a mind cord, which is actually like mind control, to something that you have no business doing. So anyway, to get back to meditation, yeah, I don't meditate. I get my information instantly. So, you know, for myself, I don't do that. But if you do meditate, then, you know, don't go out of your body and bring the information to you. And that's probably why you're attempting to meditate, I would hope, to get more spiritual knowledge. And go to your heart center. You know, connect, go to your heart. Do that drop like we do on every show here. That channel's been available for you in your consciousness to go to your heart center now. That should be very easy for you. And get your knowledge there, and, you know, 5 minutes should be plenty of time to get information. So, turn it over to you, Sylvia. No, astral projection is on there. No way. Don't do that. That's one of the worst things you could ever do, is to astral project. You're going out of your body manually. You're going out traveling. You're meeting other things out there, maybe in other universes, which you shouldn't belong and go to, and you're bringing back residue. You may have physical battles. on the astral plane by doing this, and you're going to be having your spirit wounded. Why would you want to wound your spirit? Why would you want your spirit to do these things? So no, it's not a good thing. Don't astral project. And don't, do that. It's definitely not a no-no. So stay with yourself. You're supposed to be in your body here. You know, that's why you're here. A lot of people in the New Age movement wants to get out of their body because they don't want to be here. Well, you got here and, you know, make the best of it. You're here to heal your body. Your spirit is, so don't run away from it, because you're just causing your body more harm. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back to you.
Okay, well, we'll ask Seth in the control room at BBS if we can go on for just a few minutes more, because otherwise we'd be out of time, and it'd be wonderful to bring in a couple more energies. And we have a request for the golden whales from the lightship.
Oh, yeah, they're very beautiful. So if you still have this lightship insignia in front of you here, we're going to bring in the golden whales. They're very, very beautiful and precious, very high frequency. So here they come. So just use the word stronger to increase their energy. So stronger, there'll be three of them coming. Stronger, 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 stronger. Here they are. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So just sit back and relax. And beautiful golden whales are here to assist you for healing. So request your healings now.
Oh, wonderful. I love the whales. Just really beautiful. We do have another question I'd like to address on the fast chat from Jeannie, which is, can we visit the lightship personally?
Well, when I take you up there, you are there personally. You're in physical body form. As far as going up there on your own, you can't. You have to go through me to do the process to go to the lightship. I hold the frequency that will allow you to go up there. I am from the lightship, so I have a special frequency with me in this incarnation to do that. And it's the same when Jesus was here. Like he said, you know, you have to go through me to go to the Father. And that's what he was talking about, that you can't go to the lightship on your own. So that's the way it is at this time. So I'm happy to take people up to it. That's why we have conference calls. And if you use your mind to try to go there, you won't ever go there because it's just not allowed because of the frequencies. And they don't want anything of darkness to come onto the light ship. So the other aspect is I don't recommend using your mind to even try to go there because you could become abducted by the dark side because they mimic the light 99.999%. And they could create for you what you think you're going to is a light ship, and you could be abducted or have part of your soul stolen. So I would not recommend even attempting that. So don't ask unless you're with me. So that's the main thing. Until we get more light on this planet, and it's at 100% light, and it's not in 100% light because of the Galactic Federation not allowing it to be here. Remember, right now we're about 39% in the light, and we're 61% in the darkness. And it's up to them to bring light here, because they're responsible for doing that. The Creation Light Ship only comes once every 2,000 years to do the universal shift where the whole universe is dematerialized, and then everything is of the darkness, of not light, is dropped away. So this is the way the light can take care and collect its creations over again, and then everything is remanifested. So what happens is if you could kind of like stand aside, you know, on the outside perimeter of the light, there will be no light here at all. And then all of a sudden it would get rematerialized again. So everything with the spirit, with the soul in it, would be able to live. But the darkness, since it is soulless, will not have that ability to reconnect again, at least for a while. So this is what happens. This is why it's so important for everyone to be responsible for themselves, for their spiritual growth, and to get into your bodies so you can have your physical body turn into a spiritual physical body. Otherwise, what you are is a physical body made up of this planet with a spirit inside of it. And what will happen is if you cannot do that process, which will probably be a lot of people because they're not awakened, okay, then your body will not re-exist again because there won't be any frequency in the body, in the blueprint, to hold itself into manifestation. And then your blueprint will be collected on the physical, in a sense, in your physical body form, the way you are now. It'll go back to the Creation Light Ship and just be there. And because it will collect all of its parts and pieces of what it created. The advantage of you is to get into your body so that you can hold spirit energy in your body so your spirit can connect to every part of every cell of your body so it can do this wonderful ascension process. And it's up to you to do the work to do that. Unfortunately, through the teachings here of religions and which are basically false teachings, and the Galactic Federation and willingness to help us here through these teachings, everybody's parents and ancestry, going back probably about 500 years, each time you conceive a child back then, normally you should be older, and you should release your baggage and traumas from that lifetime before you have a child, so you're not passing it on to the next generation. So what's happened is that where we should be right now, we should be at our graduation point and be completely awakened spiritually. And most people are not. So we're still like in kind of like a preschool where we should be ready to get our PhD. And that's because the Galactic Federation has chosen not to align with the light and hold light frequencies for this 2,000-year cycle. And these are the beings that are in the UFOs flying around, typically, and also off-planet beings that have aligned themselves with the Federation that are not in the light. So it's not necessarily your fault that you're not awakened. It's that you did not have the teachings, and they weren't brought out. And the mind control here by the off-planet beings that are projecting the mind control to everyone on this planet, causing havoc that is here, is the problem. So if you look at it that way, you know, we just kind of got the, you know, the problems of a massive kind of screw over by our space brothers here by not protecting us. So, Sylvia, let's get on to a lighter note here.
Okay, well, I'll just mention that there is probably one of the most amazing opportunities that you have to go to the Lightship for those that are interested and available tomorrow, Saturday, 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific time. It's a four-hour Lightship healing experience. It may sound like a long time, but it feels like about 20 minutes or so go by when you're on the ship. And it's 4 hours of healing with these beautiful light being doctors and also the water activation, which gives you 7 gallons of water to drink on the 7 consecutive days following your healing. And it helps you with the special codes that are put in the water just for you for further healing. And that is tomorrow. If you're still interested, I believe there's openings for that, and you can just get in touch with Ron by phone and do that. And we also have a show tomorrow night at 9 p.m. And usually on Saturday night, when we can, we we'll talk more about the Lightship and go for a few minutes to the Lightship for those who would like to experience that. So, and then for tonight, I don't know how much time, Ron, you want to go. We're already a little bit over. But it would be great to bring in some peace energy or something to leave people with for tonight for the close of their week.
Okay, yeah, that sounds wonderful. So, again, we'll bring in the peace energy through the Creation Lightship insignia. And we'll have this peace energy come in. And we're going to also bring in, with the peace energy, we will bring in another water doctor. And this time the whales would like to come in. And the whales are going to bring you peace, and this will integrate with the water in your body right now. So here comes the whale. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And yes, on the call tomorrow, and when we go to the Lightship, you go to the Lightship out of time, and you are there physically walking around and having healings done personally on your physical body. And then naturally, your spirit body and a few other bodies need to be with you at that time to have your healing. But the emotional body does not go with you. It's earth-based energy. So that was a question, I think, that we had on Fast Chat there. So, yes, you are on the Lightship physically when you go there. So just sit back and relax and enjoy the whale energy now. We'll put some music on, and they're going to work with peace in your body and charge your water in your body up with this peaceful energy. Vibration of peace will be flowing through you. signing off here, so we'll just say blessings to all of you, and I'd love to have an email from you. If you had some healing tonight, you can just click on the show information here, and there's the email address there. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. The emails believe the light being there underneath the fast chat and the time. So thank you all for coming, and we will see you tomorrow night, maybe.
Blessings to all. Good night.
Night, everyone.